Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to a founding member of our Brain Trust. Gary Moore is back on the show. Gary's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He was a member of the Wall Street constabulary for more than two decades. He's currently a financial planner, financial advisor to many people, groups, and individuals. He's the author of a number of books, including Faithful Finances 101, but the new one is called Look Up America, and it's an outstanding book. And he's here to talk to us about some really important things that are going on out there in the macro economy, the financial marketplace, that affect you and me and our small businesses. Gary, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Gary, quickly, I want to talk about what's going on in this pattern that we keep seeing happening between Washington and Wall Street. We got Secretary Robert Rubin and Timothy Geithner and now Jack Lew, all three Treasury secretaries under multiple parties of presidents, and they all seem to come out of the same offices in the lower Manhattan territory of what we call Wall Street. Mm-hmm. And that seems like a tight little knit racetrack between Washington and Wall Street that I've been upset about and concerned about for a long time. And it makes me feel, as a small business owner, Gary, out here on Main Street, that I'm just a pawn in their chess game. What do you think?
Well, I mean, that's a natural assumption, Jim.
Am I right?
Well, yes and no. Okay, we've disagreed about this for a long, long time, Jim. You know, I don't take it quite as seriously as you do as a small business owner because I came from Wall Street. There are, for example, let's go back to 4 years ago, Jim, in 08. It was important, I think, that the people in that, after the financial crisis, it was important that the Secretary of the Treasury understood what was going on Wall Street about
the
leverage.
Yeah, I hear that. I get that. Yep.
Yeah, the leverage ratios were up and the junk bonds had destroyed the equity. I mean, basically every firm on Wall Street was bankrupt, Jim. And it was important that someone with the internal workings of Wall Street could go in and basically say, here's what we've got to do to get over this massive speed bump we've just hit. And I think from that perspective, it was important that we had people with inside knowledge.
Did you think Geithner was that guy?
Yeah, Geithner probably was as good a guy for that particular.
What about Lou? All right, let's move over because we don't have a lot of time in this segment. I want to move over to Mr. Lou.
Okay.
What recommends him for this job? He is a mentee of Robert Rubin.
Right. He's a technical guy. He's a political guy.
But he's got all kinds of baggage with regard to his behavior as he's come up through from the New York University through Citibank, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, that's the political baggage I'm talking about, and he's going to be a different sort of cat. I think in many ways he's not the technician that Geithner was. Geithner was a real technician as far as understanding the internal workings of the Fed and the Treasury Department and so on. Lou's more of a political animal, and he's going to be more engaged in what I think you might call the Obama vision for the world.
There you go.
There it is. That's just going to happen.
There it is, my friends.
Second agenda term.
You heard it from Gary Moore. You didn't hear it from me. I finally pried that out of him. But
Well, Jim, we've never disagreed about that.
I know, I'm serious. But I'm serious. No, I mean Robert Rubin is a highly capable guy. Timothy Geithner, I'm not so sure. I completely agree with that selection. But I do believe that Jack Lew is the Obama version. A clone almost of Obama in the Treasury Department.
Well, yeah, but, you know, let me clarify for the audience that Paul Volcker is my all-time favorite Fed chairman,
right,
and so on. I mean, if I was going to let somebody run the American economy today, it'd be Paul Volcker.
Right.
I mean, that guy has his head on. But, there's just so much pragmatism in Washington today. There's so little doing what's right. It's doing what's expeditious.
And so what you're telling us then is we're not going to get any less of that now if Jack Lew becomes the Secretary of the Treasury.
Well, let's get into that when we get back.
Well, and I want to talk, another thing we're going to talk about, folks, when we come back is the world awash in money? Why, and if it is, why aren't small business owners getting more of it? 20 till, right back with Gary Moore. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Be like thunder. I don't know why they don't.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.